biggest gap that I see just at the youth center is housing, safe housing.
At Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall, a framework is being created. It's part of a larger conversation to identify what's holding some people back from reaching their potential: childhood trauma, unstable home lives, and a disconnect from culture. Colleen Bilardi is one of the coordinators at Central Council's Juvenile Justice Court. She said at this point, the program is still being developed.
But what we do know is that we would like to intervene with youth who are already in the court system, and also kids who may be at risk of becoming involved with the court system.
The juvenile court could take the shape of therapeutic court or family conferencing. It's funded by a $550,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Justice, spanning over 3 years, but they want to make the program sustainable. Bilardi said youth mentorship will play a key role.
And then we want to teach them traditional ways of putting up food, carving. What is it to have an elder in your life? And what does that mean to have an elder in your life?
A different program aimed at helping adult offenders is also underway. Tribal Judge Deborah O'Gara said the court primarily handles family law, but soon it will also be able to sentence some criminal cases.
It was the state court judges who came to us and said, do you guys want to be involved with this?
In April, Central Council signed the agreement with the state. Defendants who plead guilty or are found guilty will be able to have their cases transferred to Central Council. From there, they'll go through circle sentencing.
So we'll have more time to delve into what is it that is causing you to do this criminal behavior.
O'Gara says other tribes up north have had success with the program. Eventually, Central Council wants to offer circle sentencing beyond Juneau and into other tribal courts in Southeast. She says typically in the state court system, the prosecutor or the judge have no connection to the defendant.
Whereas in tribal court, we're going to have family members and members of the person's own tribe there, and often their grandma or their grandpa or their aunts or uncles or even their parents or siblings are going to be there in the court, that they're having to explain why they are doing what they're doing.
Which O'Gara says can sometimes be linked to poverty, childhood trauma, or substance abuse. Depending on the case, the sentencing outcome could be job training or treatment, and those recommendations will be sent back to the state. That could start up by the end of summer. O'Gara says she hopes the new programs can help with the healing. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.